This is the Nonstop Working Podcast.
A lot of people think I'm from the hood.
This is where we living at, y'all.
Holding it down for anchor.fm/215.
Determining that it's something beyond.
Some people have footage.
We're on our way to 1 million or more.
You want us to treat them like white folks?
Some people might not have footage at all, you know.
Nonstop working, working.
They have naturalized poverty.
You can also find Nonstop Working on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? It's your man, Mr. H, live and in full effect, holding down for anchor.fm/215, the Nonstop Working Podcast. Philadelphia's number one independent podcast, DAUS, the Divine Artistic United Society. Yeah. Shout out to everybody around the world who's been visiting our website, www.daus.me, where we're nonstop working. Yo, I'm here, man, and I'm excited to talk with you guys. It's a lot I want to chat about, so I'm going to go in, all right? So I'm hoping you guys can rock out, but it's all decent. It's nothing heavy, you know what I'm saying? But we've been making some progress, and it is all due to you, you know what I'm saying? We're in another phase. We're in the next phase, so we're going to get it popping, and we need everybody on board. All hands on DZ, on deck. All hands on deck. Hold on. So you guys have helped out a great deal just by continuing to like, subscribe, and share. I appreciate that. And also commenting. You guys have been commenting. You guys have been donating. Yeah. And that has helped us grow. You guys have helped us stay afloat. All right, but I'm going to be real with you guys. I've been doing a lot of, dumping my own money into this thing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not upset about that. I'm not upset about that because that's what you have to do. But we've arrived now at a point where, you know, this DAUS thing can grow on its own, okay? And so no, it's not a million-dollar company and entity and all of that. It's none of that thing, you know? It's not raking in dough, none of that stuff, you know? But it's arrived at a point where it can begin to provide a service and really grow if nurtured. So, you know, you plant this seed and then it grows and stuff like that. So we've planted a seed and we've really, I think, now arrived at where we can start pushing a service strong, you know. Up until this point, it's been me as a self-employed individual utilizing skills and talents that I gained credentials to do and provide for folks. You know what I'm saying? And so I've been doing that and taking portions, small portions of my own money and putting that aside for the company. And we've asked you all to donate when you can. And you guys have been responsive to our calls and you guys have been supportive and you guys have helped us grow by donating where you can and coming out to the shows. You know what I'm saying? But we've been honoring our promises to you people by saying, to you all, by saying, hey, we're going to take some of this money and do things that benefit artists. And this is where we've done events and so on. And this is where, you know, guys like D Money and folks and young ladies like Pink Lee, you know, this is where folks like that have been able to learn and grow with us. You know what I'm saying? And the many other artists that have been involved with us over the years, this is what's been going down, you know? But, you know, now we're like, okay, hey, we've reached a point and we've grown our infrastructure and where, hey, I think this thing can go ahead and begin to really earn for itself and grow on its own. Yeah? Now, we still have to do some more investing, of course. Because, again, this company doesn't have thousands of dollars at all. You know what I'm saying? It's not that. Yeah, that's not where it is. However, it's demonstrated that if with some further focus and attention that it could potentially be a very useful thing. Yeah? So we're going to be focusing as of January 1st on marketing and promotions, you know, Divine Artistic United Society. And you guys will be able to participate in utilize those services if you feel fit. It's going to be going down. So I want you guys to go ahead and visit our website, www.daus.me. You don't have to put .com. For some reason, a lot of people do that. It's this weird thing where you tell people to visit a website and they're like, oh, well, write it down because I won't remember it. It's almost like they try to not be able to find it. Instead of trying to find it, they try to not. But anyway, it's daus.me. That's the site. That's the address. You don't have to put .com. It's just daus.me. And when you visit the website, you'll see articles. You can check those things out. All right. If you hit the tab, you'll see under the tab, there's some things, albums. You get Baron Heard paintings over there. You got chesttrunk.com. You have a link to some of the podcasts and also a page describing the services and a page that's linked to some of the music within our catalog. So you can check that out. All right. So there's some entertainment going on and some edutainment going on. Chesttrunk.com. I'm there right now. Let me see. You know, we have links to different chess related content that you can find around on the internet, things like that. So we're encouraging folks to get involved with the games of chess. You guys know a good friend of mine, Chris Miller. He's a master chess player. He and I had been collaborating. I was working with him to raise money for his chess organization. And we were successful at that. We raised about, hang tight, I have it written up here. Let me see. We raised a young maybe $125 for the chess group, which is decent. Guys, $125 is like a couple chess boards, some clocks. You know what I mean? But we raised that. You guys helped the Divine Artistic United Society submit $125 to Chris Miller and the chess organization he represents. And there's several of them, you know what I mean? And so if you go onto the website, daus.me, chesttrunk.com as well, if you visit chesttrunk.com, it'll take you directly to the content we're talking about. And you can see Chris Miller playing a quick game over at In-Game Solutions Chess Club, which is where we raised the money for. We raised the money for In-Game Solutions Chess Club. So it was really dope, and we want to continue to do things like that. The last time Chris and I spoke, we were working and planning to develop further. And then I think there were some occurrences that took he and I in different directions. He took a job, I took a job, and we both had to go ahead and, you know, focus for a second. So we'll be reconnecting. However, that's the kind of thing that I want us to be able to continue to do. Folks out there, ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of thing I want us to be able to do.
create opportunities for others. Now, I didn't just submit the money. You know, I didn't just raise the money and then run away. During the time I was active in collecting these donations, I promoted the game of chess as well. I played the game with folks. I discussed it with folks. I went to the chess club meetings. I went to the meetups. I played there. I watched there. I learned there. So it was more than just raising the money. It was participating. It was helping something grow, you know. I also encouraged folks to come out to the chess club and play, and people did. We were successful at that. So this was all a part of raising the money. Folks, I'm encouraging you, I'm encouraging all of us to do the same thing, be involved with these different organizations out here, and be focused on being involved with them. Hang on, I'm going to get us a little jams in the back. So the setup crazy now. We got a new laptop in here, so that's good. So we can have the website up. That's important. We got our desktop in here so we can get us some jams going. We can share things with you guys from the archive. That's important. You know? So shout out to equipment. Shout out to equipment out here. Here, we'll throw on this real quick. Keep it lighthearted, right? All right, real simple, right? Not crazy. This track gonna switch into this whole like upbeat jammy jam, y'all hear it? Just let it rock out, right? All right, but that's the kind of thing I want to encourage folks to do here. Yo, we gotta get involved. All right, ladies, no shade, fellas, we gotta get involved. All right, fellas, I really want y'all to start participating with me and us, the Divine Artistic United Society, in what? Utilizing our money to make real things occur that we need to occur. I understand everybody wants to be financially successful for themselves, and you should be concerned about that primarily for yourself. Okay. But now as a group, it doesn't take us much as a group to be able to make a lot of things happen. We just have to make that a focus. The same way we make partying and BSing a focus. I'm just saying, yo, when we party and BS, when we chill, drink or whatever, let's make the focus organizing things and really getting it off the ground. And fellas, we have to understand that that means utilizing funds. It means making things financially successful. We can't try to avoid that. We can't just talk. We can actually talk less. Just come with the money. And let's make it a rule. Whoever is the one that says, yeah, but see, once money get involved, dude's gonna be acting funny with the money. I mean, whoever brings that up, they can't be involved. Whoever comes and says, yeah, but once money get involved, dudes be acting funny. They're the ones who act funny when money get involved. And these are the same people that'll go out here and put their money into all kinds of different things, trusting that they're going to be taken care of without seeing anything to guarantee that they will. They'll go out here and say, yo, I'm going to spend $10,000 on a chain. I'm going to give this person $10,000. I'm going to come back next week and they're going to have me a chain. And they never question if the diamonds are real. They never question if the gold has been tampered with, if the platinum is authentic. They really don't know. They're going to say, well, they told me it's real. They showed me it was real. They put it on a weight. They put it on a scale. They weighed it. They measured it. They diamond tested it in front of me. But they're just willing to go along with it. Now, here it is. We say, yo, why don't you just trust some other folks with a small amount? Well, I don't know, because once money get involved, we're not dealing with the scary folks. We're dealing with the folks that understand the real deal of this all. We're dealing with the people who see the big picture. Okay? We're not talking about coming to the table so everybody can be famous. We're talking about coming to the table so that folks have resources. We're talking about taking responsibility and saying, you know what, we're going to provide, we're going to be the mechanism for resources to exist for individuals. You don't want to be a part of that? You don't want to be a part of that? Yeah? Folks, get involved. So we got all different kind of things that's going to help us be able to do this now. And that's what I mean. This DAUS thing has grown. So really go over to the site and check it out. It's really a neat site. We want to keep it neat and clean and everything like that. And a little bit of the way it works, folks, is that if you can imagine a magazine, this is simplifying it for you. If you can imagine a magazine, DAUS is a magazine, right? Like www.daus.me. What is that? I said it's a magazine. It's a place, really. It's a digital place. I see it as a brick and mortar thing, just in a digital space. It has an address and everything. So does Baron Herd Paintings and ChessTrunk.com. They have addresses. Those are real places. But to simplify it for folks and not lose them, let's look at it like it's a magazine. It's a magazine of a digital kind. And it displays to whomever searches its address, it displays to them information and content that's linked to other people's platforms, landing sites, and digital spaces. Okay, so it's a magazine. Okay, that's what it is. And when people put their content on it, people around the world will navigate through our magazine to their content and spaces. And that's what we've grown it to be able to do. And it does it organically. It does it on its own. Okay, so in a year's time, if I don't do anything, if we don't do anything, if the Divine Artistic United Society doesn't do anything, the magazine still functions. However, if we maintain it, it does a lot. You know? So if the magazine or the machine, see, this is what I said, I don't want to get crazy with it. If you look deeper at it, okay, the mechanism, the machine that we've built, Divine Artistic United Society, if well greased and gassed and driven and so forth, it could perform all kinds of things. And so that's what we want to do. we're ready to say, okay, we built this machine. Let's go ahead and fuel it. Let's go ahead and, you know, rev it up and drive this thing. Let's start driving this thing. So we want to push to get as much traffic through this site as possible now. We wanna ball. And through that traffic comes all different types of opportunity and growth and da 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 da. But it's to focus on driving the traffic there. Alright, and you guys want your stuff there. You want your stuff in this digital web. It's taken years to build. To be able to have organic flow and the ability to drive. So the ability to essentially put the machine in neutral and it still function. And then take it out of neutral and be able to shift gears and modes and all this kind of stuff. That's taking time. You have to build. You know, so that there's not robots in a room full of cell phones pressing numbers, but it's actually people and places and persons migrating to the sites and their links and contents and so forth. To get that to be organic has taken time. Okay, and the machine that we built, this DAUS thing, it runs and operates on various fuels. There's different fuels that drives it. So it can do all kinds of different things we want to see. Okay. So again, visit Baron Herd Paintings. Go over there and check out Baron Herd Paintings. That's a new feature we got rolling for you guys, and that's going to be developing as well. So keep checking back there. You'll be able to get you some artwork from Baron Herd Paintings. Chesttrunk.com is new, as we said. And I want to tell you guys about some merchandise we got, man. Give us a different tune here. Some merchandise we got. What's this? I ain't playing. Yeah. If you go onto the site right now on the landing page, it says, discover how battle rap has grown. Yeah, boy. It says, discover how battle rap has grown. All right. Y'all know my man D Money has been crushing the battle rap scene, making a really stellar name for himself. Shout out to Moolah Gang TV. Go like, subscribe, and share on YouTube. But me and him talked a while back about battle rap and where it was going, what we was thinking, different things like that, right? So I hit him with an idea. I said, yo, man. I started asking him some questions about battle rap. And he said, oh, well, this is called that. And, you know, and well, this is that. And I started saying to myself, I said, dang, it's all of this stuff about battle rap that for somebody to comprehend where it all is now, they kind of need to know this stuff. Like, somebody has to tell them all this stuff. Said it almost needs like a manual. I said, D-Money, I said, yo, somebody should write a book explaining the various tiers of battle rap. I said, you know what, man? I'm going to write the book or manual about four tiers of battle rap. F it. You know, because why, you know, look, I could sit here and then tell everybody, hey, man, this crazy idea. Somebody should do it. But in the same time that it takes to tell somebody else that they should do it, I could just do it, you know? We have that capability. Why would I sleep? And I see it as significant for the culture, right? The culture needs this. This is the manual that all the battle rappers should have. Battle rappers say, yeah, I'm in this tier right here. Yeah, I'm in this tier right here. Yep, I'm moving to this tier right here. The battle rappers can say, yeah, that's my name right there. That's me. You see it? And then battle rappers can look forward to saying, you know what, in the future, four tiers of battle rap editions, I'm going to have my name in that one. So I'm documenting for the battle rap culture who's who and what's what. Briefly, that's all. It's a very short manual. It's not all long. It's not about anybody's upbringing and none of that stuff like that. It's not a long story. It's just about the leagues, the most popular ones, and a little bit of what's going on so people can understand it. Now, what I need is, I need all of the battle rap community. I need you guys to check the book out. I need you guys to get the manual. Have the manual. And then let me know what else should be included. See, because I did some decent research. I did some decent research on the battle rap thing, man. Right? I looked into, man, I watched a lot of people's battles. But there's a lot of things that I can't speak on. I can't speak on until I hear directly from the horse's mouth. For instance, URL. Until I speak to the owners and operators of a URL, hey, I can't comment but so much. I can't say how it functions. Until I sit with certain battle rappers and get from them a sense of who's actually at the top of and who's really in the middle and who's certified, until we all have them kind of discussions, well, see, I can only go with the best examples given. Now, me as a artist, I know that there's more, though. I know that there's more information that should be included. And this is why the four tiers of battle rap doesn't try to go into those spaces. It's out of respect. So I need you guys to get the book. I need you guys to have the manual. I need you guys to let me know. Get in contact with me, battle rap. Battle rap world. Get in contact with me and let me know what needs to be included in there. Now, if you go over to the website, daus.me, you'll be able to find the link. If you go right under there, all right, right on the first page, you'll see Discover How Battle Rap Has Grown. Hit that link, it'll open up. Scroll down, there'll be a picture of the book. The book is on sale at lulu.com. Okay, so you have a link. The link is a picture of the landing site at lulu.com. So if you hit the link, it'll take you, hit the picture, click it, it'll take you to lulu.com, where you can purchase the manual. It says the growth and success of hip-hop could not have been predicted, and the emerging battle rap phenomena was certainly unforeseen. A quick look inside organized battle rap. All right. The manual is called The Four Tiers of Battle Rap, American Battle Rap.
All right. Go over there, check it out. And this is the first of its kind. There is no other writings about battle rap in America, especially. So this is the first one, edition number one. All right, we want to do edition number two as soon as possible. We want it to be more chunky. So again, like I said, get in contact with me, but also get behind this joint, have this joint. I want you guys, you battle rap artists, to have this as the manual. You know, when you guys are out and you're at the battle raps, somebody should have this in their back pocket at all times. You guys can get it autographed and have it signed by your different artists that you like and respect. You say, yo, man, you my man. Sign my four tiers of battle rap. Let me know if it's accurate. Do you agree with it? Do you not? Do you disagree? What's missing? All that juicy stuff. So let's do it, yo. But that's for the culture right there. That's my contribution to what my man D-Money is doing. You know what I'm saying? Of course, he's in there with Backstory Battle League as one of the guys doing virtual battle rap for the first times. I go ahead and drop that. He's in there. You know what I'm saying? But go in there and see who else is mentioned. Maybe it's you. All right. The four tiers of battle rap. Now, I want to tell you guys real fast. I've made some cool money in the past couple days. Nothing deep, but some cool money. Y'all like cool money? I've made some cool money. Y'all know I get my stocks on. I like to trade a little stock here and there. So some things have jumped in the past couple days, I'll tell you guys. Rolls Royce surprised me, but not really. I've been being patient dealing with Rolls Royce, trading Rolls Royce. Hang tight, I'm opening up my brokerage jump off. All right, yeah, so we're up for the day. It's 12:01. All right. We're up for the day. I like that. I'm willing to do a sell-off today. It's Friday. A lot of people dump on Friday. But I haven't been dumping. I've just been holding and buying. So I'm really looking good today. This week we've been looking excellent. Okay. Rolls Royce is up. Now I've been trading Rolls Royce for the past, what, let's look. Let's see. So I've been trading Rolls Royce since 2019. It was the first buy. All right, now Rolls Royce was at 965. That's ticker symbol RYCEY when I first jumped on board with Rolls Royce. Okay. Two shares, it says here, at 965. Somewhere in there, Rolls Royce dropped down below $3. Okay, so I've been trading Rolls Royce since then. Rolls Royce has recently reached back up to $3.49. So if you got in Rolls Royce under a dollar, you've been able to make some money on Rolls Royce in the past couple days. Okay, $3.49. So we're up on Rolls Royce. Yay. What else we got here? Under Armour is up. We got a little money on Under Armour. That's cool. Ticker symbol UA for Under Armour. Okay.
Fuel Cell, F-C-E-L, is the ticker for Fuel Cell. We've been making some money. I've been trading Fuel Cell along with P-L-U-G, Plug. These are... clean energy technology companies, essentially. Okay, they're dealing with fuel cell technologies. You guys go look that up. Go look into that. If you just look into the company, you'll find out really quickly what those are. Now, Fuel Cell is down. I've been trading them since they've been higher than what they are now. What we at? Let me just give you guys what it is. Stop being lazy. So I first started dealing with Fuel Cell. They were trading at $15.98. They fell down below $1.30 recently. Okay. Now I want you guys to understand what occurred. We were getting big money in the stock world. Then COVID happened. You understand? Now, before COVID happened, the stock market did slow up. There was some dips and da-da-da-da-da. But then COVID happened, and that really just... All right? Before COVID, it was... it was the big AMC... situation, and I think it was like Game Boy or Nintendo, somebody like this one. I think it was Game Boy or one of those game, you know, somebody's. So it was a big stock situation where it was some illegal stuff allegedly going on. And so they tightened up on markets, and a lot occurred. You feel what I'm trying to say? It was a whole lot. Everybody was making a lot of money, though. You feel me? So this is where you get these drastic drops, where things went from $15 a share, $38 a share. PLUG, a stock that I was covering since it was less than $3, it reached $70. $75, I think, might have been as high as $70 or $75. I might have saw because of my position. But the stock touched $70 at a point, guys. Plug is now trading at $4.38. So if you could imagine, I was covering Plug before it was $3 at a point. Just buying shares of it, holding, buying shares of it, holding. Every time it dropped down, I bought some more shares and held. Every time it dropped down, I bought some shares and held. I watched it grow to $3, past $3. Then I watched it surge to 70 at a point. You understand? Then while Plug was at 70, other stocks in its group, like Fuel Cell, it was in places like, it was around $30, $38, $40, stuff like that. All right? And I'm holding both of those things. Then all these different kind of occurrences happened, like I just told you. There was that whole, I think it was FMC is actually, no, it was AMC, guys. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. The big goofy stuff occurred, right? And then COVID occurred. So it was a lot of drops, doo. And so all that money that was being made slowed up. Markets tightened up. But we've been active ever since. We've never just zeroed out and quit. We've always been active in the market. However, we did diversify a few times because that's a part of the strategy, right? Okay, cool. But this past week, things have been looking all right. Okay, I'm saying all that to say there's money that can be made right now. When things drop, that's an opportunity for smart folks who aren't afraid to buy in. So things are low right now, family, in the stock market. Prices of things that were once $70, you can get right now for less than $5. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I've covered Plug before it was $70. I've covered it before it was $3. And I've witnessed it go from $3 to $70. And it's now less than $5 right now. So I think that's worth at least $100, right? I think that's a stock worth putting maybe $100 on and just holding, right? And yeah. What's it now? If you go and you buy $100 worth of it right now, it's at $4 a share. $4.50 a share, right? You put $100 on it. And that stock price moves to $70 in the next year. Yeah? Not bad, right? So, family, there's money that you can make in the stock market right now. Also, I told you guys about Penduoduo, stock ticker symbol PDD. I told you guys to invest in Penduoduo. What is Penduoduo? It says here, Penduoduo Inc. is a multinational commerce group that owns and operates a portfolio of businesses. The company aims to bring more business and people into the digital economy so that local communities and small businesses can benefit from increased productivity and new opportunities. It has built a network of sourcing, logistics, and fulfillment capabilities that support its underlying businesses. The company was founded by, Hui Lin Kai and Zhang Huang, that might be Zhen Huang, in 2015, and is headquartered in Dublin, Ireland. The listed name for PDD is PDD Holdings Inc., American Depository Shares. Okay, so yeah, I told you guys to put some money in this. Okay, go look into what groups are within their portfolio. Okay, oh, y'all want me to tell y'all now? Okay, point is, I told you guys to go put your money up in there. All right, and when I told you Penduoduo was maybe around $75, their shares were around $75. Something like that. All right, when I told you. Let me see. Hold on. I'm looking for it. Hold on. Looking it up. Okay. So I'll give you this one. It says Penduoduo. It's spelled P-I-N-D-U-O-D-U-O is the company. Penduoduo. Penduoduo Inc. is a Chinese online retailer with a focus on the traditional agricultural industry. Penduoduo generated $2.4 trillion gross merchandise value in 2021. The business is the largest producer of Pinduoduo Holdings, which also owns the U.S.-based online marketplace Temu. All right? Boom, right? You heard that? Killed it, right? So Temu was a part of the portfolio, but it's other stuff too. So this is why I said, yo, put your money in Pinduoduo. It's dang near like Pinduoduo is like saying, put your money into your S&P. Yeah? Because they got that portfolio that's all stupid vast. They covering, So well, we've done that, right? We've invested in Pinduoduo. Now, Pinduoduo, when I told y'all guys about that, it was at $70. It's now $145 a share. So we've come up on Pinduoduo. Shout out Pinduoduo. All right, for all of you guys and girls that'll be like, well, the stock market, and I don't know because it don't be real. We already told you guys it's real. We already told you guys it's real. That is legitimate, that it works and all of that. So get involved and it's not too late. For that reason, we have Stocks Super Simple. All right, Stocks Super Simple. Trading stocks in 6 easy steps. Find out how you can get started today. You can purchase Stocks Super Simple at lulu.com/spotlight/stocks-super-simple. Or you could also visit www.daus.me. And click on the link. Okay. The article reads, trading stocks in 6 easy steps. Click on that link. And when it opens up, hit the link that says start trading stocks. And it will take you to lulu.com where you can purchase your copy of Stocks Super Simple to get started trading stocks in 6 easy steps. All right. And we've already helped over 100 folks and individuals get started trading with Stocks Super Simple and tips from Stocks Super Simple. Okay. Shout out to everybody who's been following online and who's joined us online at patreon.com/nonstopworking. If you've become a member at patreon.com/nonstopworking, you actually have access to the audio version of Stocks Super Simple where you can listen to these 6 steps. So you can just hear them play it back over and over again on repeat, even as you set up your accounts and all those kind of things at your desktop or over your phone. You can just listen to the steps over and over again, or you can listen to the steps and write them down. You can play the steps over for a friend, whatever, however have you. So if you've done that, shout out to you. You can still do that by visiting patreon.com/nonstopworking and becoming a member. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be getting it popping further with patreon.com/nonstopworking. We're going to talk about that in a second. But as far as Stocks Super Simple, get involved, family. Don't sleep no more. Don't hesitate no more. Get involved with your stocks and stay involved, okay? Sometimes you got to take some money out of there. Sometimes you got to put some money in, but stay involved. Okay, Stocks Super Simple. I want you guys to go check that out. Again, you can visit our website, www.daus.me, to get linked up. Get linked up right from our website. So go check it out, man. Now, that's $4.99 for Stocks Super Simple. Can't beat that. $4.99, you get you a copy of Stocks Super Simple. Start getting your stock money on. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got over here. All right, fellas, we're going to be doing our thing over at patreon.com/nonstopworking. I want you guys to join me over there, all right? That's where we're going to be having our real talks. I'm going to be over there dropping mad, you know what I mean? Over there, we're going to be talking heavy over there. So we want you to become a member. Okay? And all of those folks who join us over at patreon.com/nonstopworking. You are going to have a password. You're going to be given the password to Oop City, okay? Now, Oop City is going to be a page here at our website, www.daus.me. That's private. And only those with password or with the password will be able to access Oop City. Oop City will be where you can find out who's all a member of Oop City, businesses and persons that you can connect with and utilize as a resource and exchange resource and information with and things like that. So if you want to be a part of Oop City, you want to go over to patreon.com/nonstopworking and utilize one of those memberships there. Okay. And we're also going to be updating those memberships too, making those a little bit more accurate. So look out for that. But your membership at patreon.com/nonstopworking is what's going to get you access to the password to Oop City. And like I said, Oop City is going to be a cool resource. It's going to be a private page, but you're going to want your business, your content, your landing address. You're going to want that to be on that private list. Okay. That listing is going to be important. It's going to become a very significant feature of the daus.me platform, sort of like what we had with the Green Room. Many of you might remember the Green Room. We had that on the page where, you know, folks could enter the Green Room and post the content themselves. They could put a picture up there, they could put images up there, they could communicate with different folks through our platform. You know, we advised them to not share certain things, and you know what I mean, but they could communicate, and it was a fun thing, the Green Room. Artists really like that. Yeah, our members like that. So Oop City is going to be similar to Oop, I mean to the Green Room in a way, but it's going to be Oop City, you know. So shout out to everybody who becomes a member of Mount Herdrick and joins us over at patreon.com/nonstopworking. Make sure you guys get your membership joints so you can get that password to Oop City, because Oop City is where we're going to be having it popping. That's where folks are going to be going to daus.me and really building with folks. Yeah, so you're going to want to be a part of Oop City. You know, y'all know what an alley-oop is. Y'all know we did the podcast where we talked about the alley-oop. All right, that's what Oop City is about. Oop City is about the alley-oop. Somewhere where you can throw an alley-oop and have an alley-oop thrown to you. For all of you guys who need the alley-oop, you're going to want to be in Oop City. All right. Whew. All right, so we've been going in, man. We've gone in 52 minutes and 50 seconds. I think I've said enough, right? Real fast. daus.me, that's the website. We got more folks that's going to be linked in. They're coming. All right, we got more articles going up. I got to update the site today. All right, but I wanted to come and wrap with you guys and let you know about the happenings. All right, baronhurrypaintings.com. Go visit baronhurrypaintings.com and make sure you continue to visit Baron Hurry Paintings, and also follow Baron Hurry Paintings on Instagram if you want to see more artwork and stuff like that, and if you want to DM me about some artwork or something like that. We're encouraging everyone to learn the game of chess, get involved with the game of chess, and you can begin by checking out the history of chess and watching some of the videos over at chesstrunk.com. But we want you guys to make chesstrunk.com one of your go-to sites for all things chess related. Also check out our podcast. We have many different podcasts you guys can tune into, many different segments, over 300 hours of content. We got podcasts coming in from all over the place, different broadcasts from YouTubers. We got guys who are doing Pocket Casts and Spotify podcasts, and you can find links to different ones over at our website, www.daus.me. If you hit the tab and open up the link podcast, the podcast button, hit the podcast button that you can find under the tabs, you'll find that there. Yeah, so we're doing it, man. Just go over to the website and click around, and you know, let us know what you think. Get in contact with us, and it's going down. This is your man, Mr. Hurd, live and in full effect, holding it down for daus.me. This is the Nonstop Working Podcast, and I love you all. Peace.